Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for June 1st. Grief does strange things, from 2 Samuel 18 and 19. Absalom's glorious locks became the perfect trap for his proud heart. Dangling from a tree by them, Absalom was an easy target for the battle-hardened warriors of David. Word of his predicament got to Joab, his cousin, and that was the end of Absalom. Joab has not shown any capacity for restraint when it came to executing violence against another person, not even the king's command, like in verse 5 and 12 of chapter 18. To go easy on Absalom kept Joab from doing the deed of murdering Absalom. But was David right to order that Absalom be spared? Absalom had no intent on being merciful to his father. The prophecy of Nathan after David's sin with Bathsheba was bearing its awful fruit. Internal violence and rivalry threatened David's entire house. I'm hazarding a guess that David, in dealing with Absalom, simply could not get over his feelings of responsibility for what was happening to his family and the nation, for that matter. So when David was told that Absalom had died in the battle, he was overcome with his grief. David's reaction was so strong and devastating that his own troops were discouraged. Joab was almost ready to lead another coup. It was so bad. But hear David's words as the words of a father who has had to live with the results of his own sins being visited upon his own children. No wonder he cried out, "Oh, my son Absalom, if only I had died instead of you. Oh, Absalom, my son, my son." Grief does strange things. We lose our heads, don't think straight. Stop thinking of others. Focus on our loss instead of our blessings. We make foolish mistakes. Grief handled improperly can bring about greater devastation than what brings up the grief in the first place. So beware. Grief has its place, but we must not let it seize us. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back at it tomorrow.